everybody, and welcome to another episode of Allegedly. I'm Matthew Cole Weiss, and today, because our normal co-host Theo Vaughn is in New York, probably banging someone or doing something, we have a special guest host, Mr. Jeff Schroeder.
How's it going, man?
You may know Jeff from Big Brother, Big Brother 8, 12, 15, 17, whatever. Amazing Race 3, 9, whatever. And he hosts the Big Brother after show.
So what's up, man? You just, when the road rules, people aren't here, you go to CBS Reality Stars, and then if I'm out.
These are the people who are readily available.
You got VH1 still out there, so you still have a couple people. But yeah, man, it's awesome to be here. I listen to your show. I'm a big fan.
And we have our special guest today is Lance Bass.
Another honor to be here.
Who also will be on a new reality show as well, hosting. So I can't wait to hear about that. But first, while we're in it, I want to ask you, since Big Brother's going on right now, who's your pick to win it?
You know, well, let me put it this way. My first pick to win, I don't know if there's any Big Brother fans out there, but my first pick to be voted out first was Paul. And surprisingly, pretty quickly, I jumped on Paul's bandwagon, and I picked him to win now. And I think he has the best shot, but with the way things are going now, you never know in that crazy house what could happen. But I think he's got the tools to win it all right now, but you never know what's going
to
happen.
Now, when you talk to these people when they come out of the house, is it like they came out of a bunker, like shell-shocked? Is it weird?
So I got this 40-day rule thing. So I played twice, and I know how it is in there. And the second time, I really learned. So after 40 days, I don't think whatever situation you're in, your mind adapts to. So I definitely see a change in them just watching them on TV, and especially when they come out and talk to me. Our latest evicted house guest was Paulie. So Paulie, good
I don't like
guy.
Him anymore as a player, to be honest, because he was really mean to Zakiya, and I thought it was just like True Colors douchey. But he's a pretty boy. What was he like to interview?
The interview, I've got to be honest with you, like Paulie was out there, man. I was asking him questions, and he was answering a question I asked 3 questions ago, and I just asked him a simple, give me one name. Who do you think is going to win? I think there's 2 people. I think there's 3. Hold on. Like, his mind was grinding. You could just see it in his face and his answers in his mind. He was hurt, and I didn't want to make him cry. It's not that my type of show or my interview if someone cries. Well, there was a scene where there was this butterfly.
Oh,
did you see the butterfly scene? And he thought
that
it was
so fake.
Listen, man. So we rigged the studio with a butterfly that was
going to
drop.
I know.
I thought he was going to be take it well.
Uh-oh,
you know,
backfired.
So we backfired, man. Backfired bad. So we dropped the fake butterfly, and he kind of played it off. And I saw in his face he didn't like it. So I was like, okay, great. They dropped it again in 2 minutes. And I was like, dude, get that butterfly out of here. So I saw he was welling up a little bit. So I kind of got off the subject. And then at the end, I always give somebody a gift. And this time it was a mug. And attached to the mug, somebody attached a butterfly. So we beat this butterfly story to death. And I felt so terrible for him. So again, I think the house just breaks you down. And I think it really got the best of him. And he just doesn't know it yet. So I think Jury House is good for Paulie right now.
Now, before we get to our guest, I want to ask one more thing. Because you are half of Jeff and Jordan, which is one of the most famous couples to come out of Big Brother, and you were recently married, and you are having a baby.
All of it, man.
How is life going right now? And you're, 2 months from having a kid?
October 20th is the due date. So we just went to the doctor yesterday, got a checkup. Everything's perfect. 8 weeks out now, which is crazy. I just painted the baby's room, quote unquote, the baby's quarter, because we have a one-bedroom apartment. So I got a quarter painted. And it's cute, though. We got all of our stuff. We had a baby shower in Chicago. Jordan was just back in Charlotte for a little baby shower. So it was just great. So
is it true that if it's a girl, you're naming her Julie, and if it's a guy, you're naming him Les?
For sure.
Does Big Brother own your baby?
They do. Well, when we first get on the show, you do sign your first child away. So they own the first child.
They own?
So it's up to them what they want to name it.
Wow. Okay.
No,
well,
but yeah, everything's going great with that. And just a whirlwind. And now it's starting to get really real.
All right, now let's cut to commercial and come back with our guest, the very talented Lance Bass.
Dude, I've been having these crazy sweet cravings lately, honestly. And I'm kind of over my usual go-tos. You know, I usually have some kind of pretzels or something, chocolate covered, you know, but I wish I could just eat a whole tub of cookie dough. You ever feel like that?
Dude, I eat whole tubs of cookie dough
all the time, and that's not a joke.
Nah, a whole tub? Multiple
tubs of cookie dough.
What?
In one sitting.
What?
But a lot of people don't because...
Because the package says do not consume raw. Do you know that? It's raw egg and flour.
But I found...
E. coli, man.
I found a way around that, and this is true. It's called edible, right? And so it's a cookie dough that is insanely delicious flavors. I'm not mm-hmm. just talking chocolate chip cookie. I'm talking like cinnamon cookie, the snickerdoodle, you know.
They have snickerdoodle?
Yeah, they have snickerdoodle. Oh,
my grandma used
want.
To make those.
They have... And they leave the eggs and the raw flour out of it, so it's a healthy thing to eat. Huh. And everything's actually made here in L.A., and they use only the best stuff, including Belgian chocolate.
No, so you can just eat it and not get sick.
It's crack. It's really, like, once you start, like, you can't stop.
Oh, wow. So you can be an AA and eat it.
Yes, you can.
Huh. Wow.
And now we are offering something special for our listeners. Mm-hmm. If you want to try this out, which I'm serious, you should try. You go to edible.com. That's E-D. Mm-hmm. OUGHBLE.com. Mm. And we're giving off, they're giving 15% off to our listeners.
Dude, I'm one of our listeners.
Yes,
I want
15%
off.
Well, then use the code allegedly, mm-hmm. the name of our show, at the checkout, and you'll get 15% off.
And that's EDOUGHBLE.com.
Yep.
Wow.
And I'm probably gonna eat two tubs tonight, no joke.
Really? Two tubs? Is that a like a euphemism for something?
No. Two little tubs.
Oh, you mean actual tubs?
I just ate an entire tub.
You just ate a tub?
I just did.
Ari?
Yeah.
And what'd you think?
It's delicious.
So everybody, go to edible.com, enter the code allegedly, get 15% off, and enjoy your summer and your sweets.
Yeah, and let us know how you like it.
Yeah. All right, welcome back. And this is me, Matt, and we have Jeff.
Hey.
And here's Lance Bass.
Hey, everybody. Yay. Do you know how hard it was not to jump into that conversation talking about Big Brother?
Because you're a Big Brother fan.
Fanatic.
Through and through.
I've seen it all. Yes.
You've seen it all.
Yeah.
Would you ever go on Big Brother?
Probably not. If it wasn't being filmed, yeah, I would kill in that game. I'd win that thing. But no, I don't want anyone to see me 24/7. Because you're eventually going to say something that people aren't going to like. And
Dumbledore?
Oh, buddy.
Dumbledore.
all right, so here we are allegedly with our guest, Lance Bass. And Lance, as I explained to you how our special podcast goes, we start with round one, which is our storytelling round. And Jeff and I each have 3 minutes to tell a story about something that's happened to us, and you can judge it.
Okay.
And you can ask questions.
I'm good at judging.
All right.
Yeah.
You can ask questions through it if you want. Mm-hmm. You can whatever you want, and then at the end you'll have to pick a winner.
All
so
right. I'm in.
I'll go first. I'm going to talk about a story that happened to me last week. One of the things that is not my friend is boredom, and the other thing that's not my friend is Grindr. And when boredom and Grindr go together, it's
oh, Lord.
Bad. So I'm talking to this one dude, and he's 21, which is my thing, but he's a defensive lineman for a college team. Right?
Okay.
And he's out. I looked him up and did stuff mm-hmm. about him. Mm-hmm. And I don't normally hook up, but I was like, when am I going to have this opportunity?
But
right?
21, really, Matt? Really?
But that's all it is. It's okay. Just a hookup.
All right.
That's what you have in your...
Yeah, I know. It always turns out...
It doesn't go above 25 on your grinder.
That's true. Not, this guy's 6'5", 280 pounds.
Jeez.
And so it was an experience thing. It was purely for the experience. He was visiting, because he goes to college in the East Coast, he was visiting, so he was at his parents' house. Anyway, so I went to his house, and this guy is a behemoth. You know, like looking at, like, Shrek, mm-hmm. you know, but much better looking. But
well, I hope so.
And the dude, and he wanted to get right down to action. Mm-hmm. And first thing he did was lifted me up, never had this happen before, and threw me on the bed. Oh. And I was like, that's... cool and
yeah,
weird, like this
I'm
whole
kind of into that. Yeah.
It was definitely neat, and I'm like, all right, this is the experience I wanted, I guess. So it went south because everything goes south for me. I mean, figuratively and literally. Mom, if you're listening to this one, this is where you press pause, and then you come back in 5 minutes. So another thing has never happened to me before, and so listen, I'm like a Larry David, so I go with experience or whatever, and I always overthink them and they fuck things up, and it's awful. So anyway, the guy was like, and this is very graphic, where do you want me to shoot, right? And not a camera.
Dude, my story is terrible.
How are you going to compete with that?
I'm being honest,
that,
Jeff. And I said, I don't care, whatever. And so he's kind of, and he shot in my eye.
Oh.
Never's happened to me before. Never.
Yeah, that'll burn.
That, not only burn, I panicked. Like, I was like, I like tried pushing him off me, and I was like, oh my God, what did you do? And he's like, what's wrong? And I was like, shot in my eye. And he's like, calm down, calm down. And he's like trying to, he's like, I was like, what do I do? Get a warm compress. He's like,
why did you think your eyeball was going to get pregnant?
I don't know what I was. He's like, jeez. Warm compress. And I was like,
the morning after Visine?
Pretty much. And he's like, calm down, dude. I was like, do you have diseases? Do you have diseases? And he's like, no, I don't have diseases. Calm down. And I was like, all right. So he actually was very caring. And
I didn't think about that.
Well, that was the second thing that came into my head after. Yeah. Nope. Third thing, no pun intended. Get it? Came into my head. No.
I got it.
And so he actually took me into the bathroom and he helped me like wash it out and everything. And then he said, you know, I would probably still get it looked at because I think even healthy semen could cause problems. And I looked at him and I was like, okay. And he's like, do you want me to like take you to a doctor or a hospital or something? And I'm like, it was very sweet, actually. And I was like, no, I'll be okay. And so at that point it was out, but it was kind of like clunky, like, it's gross, but like
Jesus.
Shut, you know, like it was kind of, you know, like almost if you had like pink eye-ish, but like
conjunctivitis.
Yeah, like that. It was like that, but I don't know if it was that or there's just like semen in there. Anyway, yeah. So I went home and I, you know, washed it out 100 times, and I went to the store and I bought one of those like eyeball wash things. Mm-hmm. You know, I was totally over. I probably like,
you're
like
a total way, Larry David though. You
way
are
overboard. And I'm like freaking out, like, how do I use it? And I washed my out and everything was fine. But that was my experience with the 21-year-old.
I was not expecting this story.
I rode here with him and I got no inkling at all of what was about to happen.
He was saving this.
Mom, if you're listening, shut it off. When Matt's mom shut it off back then, by the way.
Jeff, when's the last time you shot your eye?
Jesus, I got nothing. I should have probably went first. You should have thought this through. I'm out with Jordan. We go to this club, Bootsy Bells. You're familiar.
Of course.
You know, our buddy works there. And sometimes, once in a while, celebrities stop by. And some of the celebrities, I have no idea who some of these celebrities are. But this time, Dominic Cruz came by. And if you guys know Dominic Cruz,
no.
He's a UFC fighter, and he's a champion, actually, right now, I think at 155.
I love that that's, like, who you would recognize. Like
totally, totally. So no one in there really knew who he was, and I was like, oh, my God, is that Dominic Cruz? You know, and our friend was like, yeah, you know Dominic Cruz? I'm like, yeah, for sure.
Is he one of the good-looking UFC guys?
He actually is. You would like him. Yeah, you would like him. And Brian Stans is another guy. So both of them were there. And I got super excited. As you know, you could drink whatever you want over there. And I'm having fun. And, you know, everyone's starting, there's some celebrities moving in the booth. We're all having fun. And I was so excited. So I was talking to them. And they're like, hey, man, you should follow me on Instagram and blah, blah, blah. Come check out the fights. And I was like, yeah, for sure. I'm like, so excited. I'm talking to these guys. You know, I'm all into the UFC and stuff. So if you know Bootsy Bells, how like there's the mirrors all around, right? Where the DJ booth is, you know? So there's one, where you could sit back and lean against the mirrors.
Yes, of course, okay? Like in that corner.
Right.
The DJ
so
booth, yeah.
I was so excited that I thought I was in that corner and I run up to Jordan. And as you know, the DJ booth is right there with the piano and everything, like in the middle of the whole club. So everyone's like having fun, getting drinks. I run up to Jordan to go jump and sit on the booth, which I think I'm sitting, and I flipped straight over. I mean, this is like 6 feet in the air, right into the DJ pit.
Oh.
Right on my back. Boom.
Oh.
My feet go over my head. Everyone in the whole booth looks over. I had a beer, and it spilled over on my face. None got in my eye.
Look at that.
Similar story. Similar.
I'm on my back, and it was like, all I remember is looking up. I mean, thank God I didn't get
also
hurt.
Also similar story.
Yeah. I looked up, and I just see heads like go around like the booth, and they're like, dude, are you okay? And please tell me you're dreaming. Dominic Cruz comes over. I get up. I'm like so embarrassed. I get up, and Dominic Cruz comes over. He goes, oh, my God, dude. He goes, I don't get slammed that hard in the UFC. Are you okay? I was so embarrassed the rest of the night. He's like, hey, man. I was like, hey. And I just like ran away. I couldn't talk to him anymore.
Wow.
Was there the quintessential record scratch? When
you know that. Dude, the DJ is like, bro, you okay, man? Everybody there was like, dude, what happened?
Did you hear like, that's Jeff from Big Brother?
Oh, my God. Thank God no one knows who I am. But there was other people there that were celebrities, but who cares?
Well, that's such a dude story.
That's what happens.
That is such a dude story. Yeah.
That's a Hollywood night. You know what I mean?
UFC at Bootsy Bellows. Flipping on the shit.
Yeah, but it's better than like, oh man, we went out and we met Nick Cannon and we went out and smoked joints in his house in the back. You know what I mean?
No, that sounds fun.
I know,
no,
that's cool. But you know what I mean? That's how my Hollywood nights go.
All right, so there's your time. Lance, the power falls to you.
It's in my hands, huh?
It's in your hands.
Well, both are very, very great stories,
Thank
I have
you.
To say.
You are a good judge.
Well, I am. I think I am. I'm very fair.
Yeah. You look extra handsome today, by the way.
Why, thank you. Extra bonus point for Jeff Schroeder over
there. Hold on, let me get my eye ready.
I'm going to have to award 500 points for Jeff Schroeder over there because I just love the fact that you even know, well, of course you know who this guy is. UFC. UCF yeah. is the college. UFC is the fight.
Matt's guy went to UFC. Or,
UCF?
UCF, yeah.
But I'm going to have to give one extra point to Matt over here.
Yes!
501 points awarded to Matt just because
the courage
you got a 21-year-old, and I think that's kind of amazing.
I'll show you his picture.
Yeah, and I know you're going to show me pictures later, which is going to be the reason I'm choosing you for this story
awesome.
Right now.
See, the thing, though, is a little disappointing in that, like, I expected, like, ripped, like, Jason Momoa, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. But it was a little, like, it was linebacker, and linebacker's not always, like...
It was just a beefy boy.
It was just a beefy
boy. You
could have
told me which direction you were going in with these stories,
Why?
So I could have
I play
it.
Dirty.
He
you sure did. You sure did play dirty.
And now we move on to round two with that, which is our interview segment where we'll take turns asking you questions, Lance. So now you are in the hot seat.
All right.
After you did some judging. Now, I will go first. And I'm just going to get this out of the way because it's timely.
Mm-hmm. Lou Pearlman?
Yeah, Lou Pearlman. Going to get it right out of the way. Yeah. You were obviously, Lou Pearlman was one of the... Founder?
He was our investor, our initial investor, and president of our record label, and our manager, and sixth member of NSYNC.
Hmm.
And our cleaning lady.
Okay. Well, Mr. Pearlman passed away in prison recently, and I have a couple questions with that. Yeah. How does that make you feel? In all honesty, because this is someone that I know you guys had legal issues with in the past. And he's not someone who's a good guy, necessarily.
No.
Not at all.
No.
So how does that make you feel?
Conflicted emotions, for sure. When I heard that it happened on Saturday, our manager, Johnny Wright, you know, emailed us all and was like, hey, you know, this is a rumor right now, but, you know, we think Lou Pearlman has passed away in prison. And the first thing you would think of that would come, you know, the emotion that would come through is like, okay, well, great, that's good karma. Okay, that's karma.
Right.
But the first thing that really hit me was I felt sorry for him. Yeah, it was just, I mean, dying in prison is probably one of the worst ways, you know, to go. I mean, to spend that many years in prison. And I mean, if you believe in karma, then, you know, karma definitely paid him back. I don't know. You know, there's a lot of stories about him. Now, and you have to understand, Lou Pearlman was with us at the very beginning of our career. He was, you know, the investor of NSYNC. How we, you know, everyone thinks that he put us together, but he didn't put us together. He did put the Backstreet Boys together. They did a search and put these boys together. But the reason we got together was Chris Kirkpatrick. He, because the Backstreet Boys were being put together and some of his best friends were in the original Backstreet Boys, he went to Lou Pearlman and said, hey, if I put, you know, a group together, will you fund us? And Lou said, well, as long as you don't tell the Backstreet Boys, then sure, you know, I'll do it. So he had to secretly put together a band, and, you know, he found all of us and we, you know, started the band. And Lou secretively signed us to his label. The label didn't even know we were.
So it started off a little.
It was shady.
Shady.
And I really didn't understand that as a 16-year-old. I didn't really know what was going on, but I knew that we were just a secret. And even on paper, we were called B5 at the record label because they didn't even want to let anyone know that we existed.
I park at B5 sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
In my building.
Wow, how low.
I live in B5.
So, you know, so we weren't really with him that long. You know, he was a part of our first album. He got us our manager. He helped find us our first record, you know, deal. But he wasn't really, he didn't influence us musically. He wasn't very musically inclined. He was definitely a money guy,
right,
and a shady money guy at that. Once we found out. So after the first album, we got rid of him. We went through a huge lawsuit. The last time I saw him was in court when he was trying to say that he was NSYNC and not us five. So, you know, he was just a shady guy and never really reached out to, you know, for forgiveness. I believe in forgiveness. So the one thing that I can say that I feel after knowing that he has died is that I have forgiven, you know, and I can, that's the only thing I can do is just say, you know what? Karma will get him in the end, but I have to forgive because I don't want this eating at me at all. Now, of course, there's a lot of things, you know, that have come out after he left us, of a Ponzi scheme in Orlando. Right. I mean, rumors that he molested, you know, right. kids.
Never with you.
That's what
never,
I was going
to
ask.
No, yeah. you know, and I've gone on record to say that, you know, I felt something. You know, I felt that he was probably a pedophile. He just had that aura about him. And even at 16 years old, you know, he would come up to us and grab our, you know, our arms. He'd be like, hey, you know, you boys been working out. And I knew that was just to, you know, kind of feel my arms. And, you know, I knew that felt like.
But were you working out, in all fairness?
No, I was not. Okay. Which is why I'm like, why are you grabbing me? Because you obviously know I am not working out. But I felt kind of sorry for him even at a young age. I knew that, oh, this poor man, you know, must be gay and has to hide it. And the only thing to kind of, you know, make him feel good is to kind of be able to feel someone's arms. Like, how gross is that? You know? And I just felt sorry for him.
Right.
Like, it was just so sad.
I've seen a lot of tweets from people, Chris, you, O-Town, you know, Backstreet Boys. And they're all kind of like, say who he is, RIP, you know, whatever. Mm. Surprise, does it surprise you that nobody's like saying out loud, like, fuck this guy? Like,
Well, I mean, I've seen a lot of fuck this guy for sure on Twitter,
but from
not from the artist.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Do you think people are just,
I think just people are trying to respect the dead, even if they were horrible people. You know, you just can't speak ill of the dead. What else can they do? I mean, they're not going to hurt anyone,
right?
Like, you know, if something awful happened to me, like I did get molested by him, I'd probably have a different story. Right. I probably would be like, fuck you, motherfucker, you deserve to be in hell right now.
Right.
But that didn't happen to me. So the only thing that I have in my heart is just forgiveness. And in the end, I believe in karma.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said. Jeff, do you have a subject you'd like to broach now?
I do. Well, could you tell us about the new show that you're doing now?
Okay.
Prince Charming? Is that what it's called?
Yes, it's called Finding Prince Charming.
Finding Prince Charming.
So this is on Logo, right?
This is on Logo. It's premiering very soon, September 8th.
Okay.
It's coming out in a couple weeks, Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. I think we follow RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars.
Yes, where they get to vote each other off. That's
great.
Yeah,
it's going to be a good RuPaul.
So I've heard.
I'm excited. You're the first that I'm actually able to say the date to. Because
well, congratulations, by the way.
Thanks.
And you are hosting this.
I'm hosting it. I'm the Chris Harrison of the show.
And what it is,
which is a dream job.
There's a bachelor.
Yes.
Who I've seen the pictures of, who just happens to be ripped and gorgeous.
How do you know who the bachelor is? We haven't announced that yet.
You haven't?
No.
Oh,
I thought I saw pictures too. The guy with like the crystal blue eyes and his waist is like that.
Yeah, his waist was like that.
Well, since this, you know, yes, that is. That's finally him. The secret was not.
Wait, if I know, the word's out.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, TMZ did leak that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. And so this guy's looking for love, and it's kind of like The Bachelor in that there's these other.
Yeah, it's a great dating show. Look, I love reality dating shows from Tila Tequila to The Bachelor to Bachelor in Paradise. I watch them all. So when I was asked to host this thing, it took me a millisecond to say, yep, I'm in. And, you know, this is the first all-gay dating show.
Right.
I mean, this is history being made, and I can't believe it's taken this long. I mean, I'm excited for the show because it gives every element that I wanted to be a part of. There's a lot of heart in it. Because Logo has a lot riding on this show. They, you know, before the show even airs, people already have their preconceived, you know, notions of what it's going to be. Oh, right. They're all going to fall in love with each other. They're all going to be screwing each other. I mean, it's just that's the first thing you think of, right? Yeah, you mark that question out. And which is a total valid thing,
that,
I think.
That was actually my first question. So we could just go into that a little bit. So that was my first question. What's to keep these guys from hooking up with each other?
Nothing keeping them from hooking up. Nothing. And there's no rules in the house because we want it to be real. If two suitors in the house fall in love with each other, that's valid. You know, then they found love. Great. You know, good thing our Prince Charming figured out that they like each other more than him. And there you go. It's beautiful.
But
I'm not saying that happens on this show, but it's totally valid.
So did you film already?
Oh yeah.
We stopped
about a month ago.
Oh, okay. So how were the contestants? Were they dead serious about meeting this Prince Charming
guy? Yeah, because
guy?
I think that's one of your, like you said, it's a valid point, and it's a shame to an extent. I mean, that everybody just dismisses that a gay guy who's actually looking for love, they're just thinking that everyone's going to fuck each other inside the house.
Well, there's more temptation in there.
Yeah, and I get it.
There's alcohol, I'm guessing. Yeah, they're all in, just very similar. They're all in one house. You know, they're not, the bachelor is not always there.
Yeah, I get right? it. And so, I put myself in that situation because I am looking for love. Would I? But then I might also fool
you
her.
Cannot be one of the 12. No way.
But I, second I, season, no?
Realistically, I would, you know, you see what, you're not, it's not just one bachelor that you have the opportunity of. There's 12 others that are in there. Mm-hmm. You know?
See, so
not
was there a screening process for that? Like how serious these people were?
I'm sure.
I mean, I'm sure there's a, on any bachelor,
yeah,
there's
everyone going into the house really wanted to find love because our
really?
Community,
you
they really
it?
Do, of
okay.
course.
Did you get the crate, like, do you cast, like, regular reality?
It's every single type of personality you can think of.
All right.
That's the other thing everyone always asks. Let me guess, you're going to get an all-white cast that's 25 years old with 8-packs wearing Speedos. I'm like, no, it's all over the board. Yes, there's some gorgeous men in the house. There's your average people in the house. There's your, you know, pudgy people in the house.
You got any dad bods in the house?
You got lots of dad bods.
Nice.
But that's what I loved about, you know, what they did with this first season is they really wanted to show everyone all the, you know, different types of people in this community and see which one our bachelor would connect with the most.
To an extent. The mm-hmm. guy they picked as the bachelor isn't pudgy or
of course
whatever.
Not. No, you wanted, look, if we're going to find Prince Charming, you're going to, you know, cast a Prince
right.
Charming. They're going to be gorgeous, successful, a great heart, wanting to start a family. I mean, you're trying to find the perfect guy.
So it is that guy that the rumors are, or that TMZ
yes,
talked
it is.
About.
His name is Robert Sepulveda right. Jr.
Sepulveda?
Yeah, Robert Sepulveda. He's from.
I drove on him today.
Now, he was born in Puerto Rico. Right. So we have, and that's another great thing about the show is they really have a diverse cast.
Right.
You know, a lot of Latin, black, white, and you name it. It's all in the house. And that's what I'm very proud of, is that they really wanted to show a lot of diversity.
Do they all sleep with each other?
You're just going to have to watch the show to find out. Yeah.
Would you have dated this guy if you were single now?
I think he's everyone's type. Yes, of
course.
I don't know,
that waist is really thin.
It is a very thin waist, yeah.
It's bizarre. It was bizarre to me.
Yeah, he likes to work out.
He looked almost like a cartoon.
Yeah.
He was that in shape, and his eyes were that blue.
Yeah, when I first met him on set, I couldn't stop staring at his eyes. You know, I was just like,
Is he all natural?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All natural.
Wow.
There we go.
Well, you mentioned two other shows.
Yeah. I shot a Fox show that comes out in January, which I'm real excited about because it's a cooking show, and a lot of people don't know this, but my passion really is cooking. So Fox is bringing this format from Australia. I think it's going to be the time slot of American Idol since it's gone now.
Wow!
So they're really putting in a lot of money behind this show. I mean, it's going to be a huge hit for them. But it's called My Kitchen Rules.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I guess we got to go to number three now.
Yeah.
What's
third
one?
I've joined for the second season of this show called Dance Off Juniors. So I'm a judge, and these kids are amazing.
As a judge.
As a judge, yeah. And every episode, it's three different kids, and there's the winner, and you know, one kid wins $5,000. But it was just so
$5,000?
Yeah.
Come on, pony up a little more.
They're kids.
They don't know the difference.
They don't care. Their mom's going to take it anyway.
They're going to spend it on Beanie Babies and drugs. So I mean.
There you go. I want to ask, I know you went to JC's 40th birthday.
I did.
Last week? 2 weeks ago, something like that?
It was August 8th is his birthday, so whenever that was.
I've seen it in media and stuff. Mm-hmm. Tell me what it was like. How was it? And this
finally,
is the first
the
time,
reunion.
Like,
everyone's been
crying. I mean, I know. Everybody's been talking about it because it hasn't happened, really.
It's hard to get all five of us in a room.
Is it hard or is it really conscious?
No. It's hard. I mean, we're just so all over the place. I mean, half of us live on the East Coast, right. The other half here on the West Coast. So it's really hard. I mean, four of us get together a lot, but it's just that fifth one's always hard.
Which four of you get together a lot?
I know what I'm implying.
Right.
No. Justin hangs out a lot with us, and it's great. We have this group text that we've been on, you know, for 10 years now.
Really?
And, I mean,
I'd love to get in there.
If all these texts were printed out and put in the Smithsonian, I swear to God, there would be some good reading because it is some, it's hilarious what we, and every week we talk to each other through this group text. So it's like a day hasn't passed that, you know, we haven't, that we've not grown up. We're always 16-year-old boys.
Right.
So that's exactly what happened at JC's birthday. It was a very small, intimate little dinner party and about 30 of us. And We ended up just the five of us and our significant others, which is always fun to see the wives and husbands, you know, kind of hanging out with the group, because I love when my husband gets to see how we are as brothers, because I mean, we are brothers. We love each other. We hate each other. We have every emotion known to man. But it is fun to see them really bonding with our husbands husband and wives. No one else has a husband, by the way.
Right.
No one else.
That's
is gay.
True.
don't want to out anyone out right now. But you know, we revert to being 16 again, and the old, you know, crude jokes, and we all got wasted, and it was a good time.
Nice. Yeah. Was Jessica there?
Yeah, Jessica. Everyone was there.
Everybody. It's a question you get asked over and over and over, and I don't know if this actually gave some hope with this recent reunion where we're all together. Mm-hmm. Is there going to be, would you do it? What's holding it back, et cetera, et cetera?
I would do more music with these guys. I love it. It's one of my favorite things to get on stage with them. I don't know if it will ever happen.
I mean, because all this shit's happening now. Like, O-Town's back, whatever.
Yeah. Backstreet, do they got a residency now in Vegas?
No.
I thought that was coming out.
I wish. That would be amazing for them. Yeah.
New Kids on the Block just went out again.
98 Degrees
is out.
And the thing is, they've all been touring.
For years and years.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't stopped. It's just people just think that everyone broke up, but we're the only group to really have stopped. Well, O-Town did too for a while, and then they came back. But yeah, I mean, none of them have Justin Timberlake. That's the problem. It's like, you know, I mean, Justin was just an anomaly. We went on a 6-month hiatus. He's like, I'm going to try this solo album. I doubt it'll work. Then we'll come back in 6 months and do the next album. We're still waiting on the next album. It just did not stop. I mean, it just
does that bother you?
Ever drive honestly? You can't answer honestly, but do you ever drive and you're like, I got this feeling, and you're like, you son of a bitch.
No, well, that song is my favorite song of his. I
you're too nice of a guy to think that.
No, is it disappointing we never did the new NSYNC album? Yes, of course. I spent months writing that thing, and I never got to record the songs that I spent a lot of time on. So that was disappointing. But I mean, you can't deny the fact that, I mean, we had no idea that his career was going to blow up like that, and there was no stopping it. And then you have to understand that, yeah, even if Justin wanted to do another NSYNC album, he also has hundreds of employees that don't want it to happen because they make nothing off of it, and it's going to delay their next Justin album. So, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, stopping that.
Well, it doesn't stop you guys getting together for maybe one bonus track on, like, Justin Timberlake album.
Well, I mean, who knows? If it's an NSYNC song that we put together for a soundtrack, or, you know, we're getting our star on the Walk of Fame next year.
Right.
So,
awesome.
You know, we're going to be all together for that.
Mr. Bass, blow it. I mean, you're already blown up, but my God.
Would you ever replace someone if one
person? No, we talked about that. We discussed that. We've discussed that with Justin, you know, and Justin was saying, he even said, guys, if y'all want to do something, you know, the four of you, I mean, go right ahead. But we ultimately all decided it's just not in sync without all five guys. It just would
doesn't
be really
authentic.
Weird.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Have you ever thought of Fuck, Marry, Kill with the NSYNCers?
I get that a lot.
Really?
Actually. And it's kind of gross to think about.
Like, I didn't even think about that.
It's like saying, you know, Fuck, Marry, Kill, you know, for your four brothers, like if you had four brothers.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
Like, how do you, it's kind of gross.
Well, my brother doesn't look like Justin Timberlake.
I'm just not attracted to, even from day one, you know, I've been gay my whole life. Even joining the group, I
really
had no attraction to any of
interesting.
Them.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was one of my questions.
That is, no one's, I don't think anyone's ever asked me
interesting.
That.
Did you ever cash in on, like, boy band ass, you know, that term?
Yeah.
Like, you never got with any girls during that whole...
Oh, I did, of course, because I felt like I had to.
Right.
I mean, when all eyes are on you, you played the game.
Like, so your brothers, mm-hmm. NSYNC members, they didn't know for a certain point.
They didn't know, but I'm sure at a point you start to question it when you don't see me having a girlfriend for a long time.
Right.
You don't get that close without... maybe starting to assume certain things.
So you're not a gold star gay?
I'm not a gold star gay, no. Mm. Yeah, sorry about that. I wish I were,
I feel
though.
So alone.
No, I mean, I actually wish I were.
Because it wasn't a...
Well, no, I mean, I just don't think it was fair to the girlfriends I had, you know? Because, you know, what, we're teenagers, so I mean, it's... You know, everyone's whatever, still trying to figure out who they are. But I knew that I was gay at that point and that I didn't enjoy that.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, well, let's do Fuck, Marry, Kill with your good friend Kris Jenner's kids.
With her kids?
Kim, Chloe.
Kim, Chloe.
Wait, do the Kourtney. Jenner, maybe we could put the Jenners in there too to make it better.
Oh, the boys? Like Brody and?
The Jenners / Kardashians.
And Caitlyn and?
Everybody.
Okay, everybody's so, the whole so thing.
Of all of them?
Of all of them.
Oh, a Kardashian, fuck, marry, kill. I'm sure this game has never been played before.
I know. Well, if I can choose it, I mean, of course, I'm gonna have to fuck Brody. I mean, that's the that's the good one. Mary, I would probably... wait, okay, you have to kill one. Okay, Mary, I would go with... this might be an odd one for y'all, but I think I would say Courtney. Because... I just think she's hilarious.
Okay.
Like
so you see having the best time with her in a long
term. Yeah, you would think Chloe, right? Because that would...
I would say your answer too, though.
Yeah?
Jeff's not a big Chloe fan.
No?
Well, I just have a problem with... I don't have a problem with her. I don't even know her, to be honest with you. But when someone keeps saying, I'm the normal one, when you keep saying that, you're not the normal one. You
know
what I mean?
Chloe, yeah. I mean, she would be fun to go out with. And yeah, I love Chloe. But Courtney and I share the most friends. Mm-hmm. So I know that we would probably have a better marriage.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And there's still
and to
one.
Kill, oh my gosh. Oh my
you
God.
Can say Caitlyn. I know you were just with Caitlyn at the thing. And, but
no, I can't.
I was trying to explain to Jeff. Mm-hmm. The whole Caitlyn thing.
Yeah. It's
difficult.
It's how I feel.
I didn't understand it.
What about Lou Pearlman? Just mixed emotions, you know?
Right. She's a very, she's done something great and takes steps forward.
Right.
But her views are very antiquated and don't seem to fit.
No.
I didn't understand that. When you were telling me in the car, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, the visibility she's brought to the transgender community is... I mean, incredible. I mean, no one could have brought that much attention and such positivity.
Completely pioneer
to
like,
a community.
New thing. However.
However, she is a very strong Republican and has some really messed up views that don't really make sense with her lifestyle.
Completely.
Which is just confusing. And I think she's just very uneducated in a lot of areas.
So is she the one you're going to kill?
I was going to let him slide.
I'm not letting him slide.
No,
you got to pick a kill.
I know. Who am I going to kill?
You can kill Kim.
You know what?
Please.
I'm going to kill Kylie because I am so pissed that a girl can make $100 million a month off damn lipstick.
Oh.
That's just not fair. That's not fair.
All right. I like that one. That was it. But you are good friends with Kris.
One of my besties, yeah. We're doing a show together, which I'm very excited about. But it's, you know, Robin Anton?
Yeah.
She created the Pussycat Dolls and a few other girl bands out there. So her and I are doing this show where I'm in charge of the boy house and she's in charge of the girl house. And it's this competition to see who can build a better band, a boy band or a girl band.
Ooh.
And America votes to see who they want the next great American band to be.
Well, you already got your first vote right here, Lance.
Yeah, you're going to be for my boys.
Oh, yeah.
And then Kris Jenner has always wanted to manage
a band. Oh, yeah, she's
band,
a momager.
And she's, you know, she wants to branch out and go into
cool.
music.
I think she'd be great at it.
I think she'd be fantastic at it.
So she's our, you know, our lead judge.
What's it like being friends with someone like that who is so everywhere? That family is a giant
juggernaut.
How do you even, you know...
It was, you know, I've been friends with them and especially Kris for years before they kind of blew up and became the Kardashians. I met her when Kim did my season of Dancing with the Stars, and Kim was voted off second week. So Kris and I bonded because she had to choose someone else to pull for, and she was hosting the red carpets for ET or whatever. And so we, you know, she became my mother, basically. Like, I mean, she was just, it was like family to me. So it's been interesting to watch that kind of empire grow and grow and grow and go through the craziest things from Lamar to Caitlyn to, I mean, to these lipstick. I mean, it doesn't stop. And to see how she's really managed the whole empire, they're laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah. That's true.
She takes heat and that people have called her manipulative in the past and that. Do you see those strings being pulled?
No, those kids know exactly what they want to do and she just does what they say. She will guide them. And there's a lot of things she doesn't really agree with. Some steps they want to take, but she's always very supportive. And she's a good momager.
What? Not a bad partner to have on a show either.
No, that's really good.
Yeah.
I have some random questions here and there. We'll do
fire them out of a cannon.
Fast. One, have you ever seen Justin naked?
I've seen all the boys naked. Yes, I have.
Is it awesome?
Again, gross.
I'll take that as a yes.
But people would not be disappointed in any of the guys. Mm. Yeah, you'd be. Yeah.
Okay.
You'd have fun with that.
Next, you have talked about how you dated Andy Cohen once.
Well, I would never say dated.
Not dated.
No.
That's right.
We've definitely made out.
Made out.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Who else? Give us one more.
Wait, celebrity?
Yeah, celebrity.
That I've made out with?
Yes. Yes. Please.
Danielle Fishel.
No, everybody knows that one. And I question the celebrity. I'm just kidding. That was mean.
There's...
Ricky?
I wish.
Ricky Martin? Ricky Martin never
no,
happened?
No, God. I wish. You know, that's my type. Especially
yeah,
back
that's
in
true.
The late 90s, early 2000s. We
did
know.
You like, yeah, when you guys were both, did you ever work on that? Like,
no,
try
because
to get in
we were both
with...
so far in the closet.
Yeah,
there's,
that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
But, you know, we did many shows together, so, you know, we got to know each other, but we
but
never.
But not that way.
No, I wish. I mean, there really is no.
There is. You're so lying.
I mean, there's one good one that I could never tell you about.
Why?
Because they're not out.
That's the one.
They are not out. Because I, you know, I would never out. Anyone.
No, that would be awful.
No. But there, I mean,
is it Jack Nicholson?
No, I mean, it's. You would imagine there's a lot of people, of course, in the closet in this business.
Yes.
But you would never imagine how many people.
And how does that? How does when that happens? Because this is you're kind of describing my fantasy right now. It's a little bit. How does that even come across? Do you guys? Like you're just in a with this big celebrity, and then it just naturally happens, or especially
who makes
someone
the first move?
They do.
Who
they
is
always
very,
make
yeah,
no
that's
way.
What I was gonna say.
Yeah,
they're very closeted.
In this one, they made, and I was very taken aback how forward they were publicly, because they are very, very A-lister, and was very. It was very obvious what they were doing. I'm like, all right,
now we just want to know who it is.
I know. It's
what
a
do you
good
mean taken
one.
Aback publicly? You mean as far as anti?
No. Just hitting on me in public.
In public.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was not like behind doors. It was, yeah, like in a car in front of their friends. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So their friends must know.
I assume. I guess. I don't
Interesting.
Know.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, I think I know.
I was just going to say, I see Matt turn wheels turning over there.
No, I know one.
But he won't blow it up. But after
I wouldn't
ask
blow
a couple
it up,
questions.
But...
I mean, my friends know this story because it's one of my favorite stories to tell when I'm drunk. But
that's
I would never.
No, I won't. Okay, fair enough. Mm. And then number three was, you've talked about wanting kids soon.
Yeah.
How
yeah,
soon is soon?
I mean, just like Jeff said, I mean, there's never a time to really, you know,
yeah, but
plan to have a kid or it's happened. You guys just got to jump in. You got to jump in.
But
deep
not
end.
With us.
Yeah.
It doesn't
well, I mean, no,
like that.
We plan it, of course, yeah. But there's no perfect time to do it. And I kept telling myself in the last few years, well, I want to make sure, you know, if this show gets picked up, then I know I'll be in LA for the next 5 years. So then that'll be the time. But then, you know, and so
you'll never do it. And people tell me that, too. If mm-hmm. you do that, you'll never.
Exactly.
You'll never
and
do
that's
it.
What I've come across the last 3 years. Because all my friends are having their kids and I want my kids to kind of to grow up with them. Right. And now they're getting on their second kid
right.
and I'm still not on my first. I'm like, damn it. So, I imagine we would probably start the process, early next year.
Okay.
And what's the process?
Process is, there's an amazing company that a lot of people have been using, you know, Neil Patrick and everyone, have used this company and they set you up with a surrogate and
okay.
there's all different ways of doing it. Surrogates that you never have to meet, which of course I want them in my life.
Right,
I want to know, who's donating the egg. I mean, you can donate an egg, put it in someone else. I mean, you can have twins. You can make sure that one is mine and one is Michael's. I mean, there's
really.
I mean, there's so much you can do.
That's the way I would go.
It's yeah. I mean, if you want to go ahead and just get it all done.
Yeah,
yep. Yeah, I'm sure. I think it's like $50,000 a kid.
Your partner's with Chris Kardashian.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it's not. This is it's not reinventing the wheel here. I mean, straight people have been doing this for years.
True.
You know. But yeah, I'm excited because I know Michael will be the best dad ever. It's one of the reasons I wanted to marry him. So I'm excited to, you know, to start this family because I think all of us selfishly want to try to raise the best kid possible just so that we can have a better person in this world, you know, helping out.
Yeah.
And so I hope to raise some good kids that will leave a good mark in this world.
Well, giddy up, buddy, because mine's coming in October.
Yes.
I want them to
now
play
they go
together.
To school together.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that wraps up my questions. Jeff,
I just
do you
got
have any
one
closer?
More. You've done so much in this business. What are you most proud of up to this point?
Wow. What am I most proud of? I mean, the work with NSYNC, I think, is probably what I'm the most proud of, just because we worked our asses off. And no one will understand exactly what we went through except us five. And I love that we have that bond. And I just think we, you know, we made music that I was proud of. And I think that we did it in a way that I can be proud of, too, that we, you know, that we were nice about it, that we didn't change, really. We didn't turn into assholes. I'm proud of those guys for still being who they are. Because when you go through something like that, you can easily forget what reality is. And I was just proud to have four of my best friends, you know, keep me down to earth.
So there was never a drunken night where you're like, hey, I'm going to try to kiss one of them or something.
No.
Like that. No, never.
No. God, no. Now, if there, you know, if there was a Latino in the group, that's what we were missing.
If you were in Menudo?
Yeah, Menudo, that would have been a different story.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. All right, well, that wraps up round two. And once again, the power falls to you,
I know.
Pal. You have to pick a winner of said round.
I know. Jeff, I feel really bad about this, but Matt, you had some good questions.
Oh,
there, and
thank
I'm a
you.
Fair person.
So now we move to round three. So, round three, what we're going to do is each pitch to you an idea for a new man band.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Hey, this is
and
right
so
up my alley.
There will be five.
Don't take it too serious. It will be, at least for my end.
Mine either. There will be 5 points. We have to give you a name, mm-hmm. a hit song title, a new style that it launches, like a trend, clothing, hair,
okay.
something like that.
Yeah.
An obnoxious demand that they have on their riders.
Yes.
And lastly, who the biggest celebrity affair would be with one of the lead singer and who
okay.
this person would be.
All right.
So we can go. Who wants to go first?
So y'all are going to build it in front of me. Y'all each
yeah,
get
so we
put
each,
people
yes.
in?
We each okay. answered, before this, we each answered the
we
man
all
band name.
But do you want to go one?
Yes, for
yes.
sure.
Okay. Okay. So whose man band do you want to know first?
Let's start with you, Matt.
Okay. This goes in with my round one.
Okay.
The band's name is Uncut, and the slogan is Five Guys, Four Skin.
That's real good. That's real good. Mine are way more childish.
That's great.
So, if you picked me, our boy band name would be Lance and the Boyles. If you picked Matt, it'd be Lance and the Moyles. Is he Jewish?
Well, it all goes back to uncut and cut.
You're
look
cutting. You're cutting everything.
There
you're
you
lancing
go.
A boil or a moil.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. We're on the same wavelength.
Okay. Exactly.
My hit song would be You Had Me at Schmegma.
Our hit song for me would be Can't Stop the Poppin' or
okay.
Dirty Pop, mm-hmm. which is already used.
Yeah.
If it was yours, I'll be brissing you.
I like that we...
I'll be brissing you.
I like that we did not discuss this.
We did not.
At all.
We did not.
But I like... Okay. Mm. The new style that Uncut would spark are hoodies.
Oh, you... Okay, you got that?
Hoodies would come into style because...
Yeah,
I get you. You got a whole theme going. I stopped the I was going to go with the theme, and I thought, I can't keep going with this. So I thought a good one to do is like bring back the old friar look.
Okay.
But like with totally bedazzled out like robes, and you get that crazy haircut.
Yeah. Okay.
What if so it's almost like the Caesar cut in the 90s, but like
reverse.
Reimagined. Yeah.
Reverse. Okay. What if Bieber did that?
I wonder if Bieber did something like that, if it would catch on.
Would it catch on?
Because that is a
would.
Pretty horrible hairstyle. It,
well,
right?
Remember those long...
I couldn't think of one that hasn't been done.
Remember those long, long t-shirts Bieber started wearing? I'm like, what the hell is this? This will never come in. Look what's in.
Yeah.
Oh, is that in?
Yeah, it's very in.
Oh, I don't know.
And he's trying to pull that grunge look back. Anyways, we're getting off topic.
He loves Bieber.
I love Bieber.
Would you blow Bieber?
I was going to go back to the whole
that's
eye
a good,
thing, but
that's
you have
a,
to listen.
That's a good first single, Blowing Bieber.
Blowing Bieber?
I think you would. I think
no,
you would.
I wouldn't blow Bieber.
I think you would.
I wouldn't blow Bieber.
All right.
But first of all, I would like to hang out with Bieber, but he's so young. You know what I mean? Like, I thought we'd be cool, but I'm not cool. I'm old. I'm dad bod. You know what I mean? I couldn't even hang.
And
not
have a problem with that.
He's 21, right? Like, he's young. And not only is he 21, but he's really mentally probably about 15 because,
right.
you know, kid stars, they get stunted. They really do. Like, I'm still 18. mentally right. and everything.
Well, so am I, but I'm not even a star.
So you like you look at him and you sympathize.
I can sympathize and somewhat, of course. I think that with him, I think he's been able to learn his lesson a few too many times.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'd like to see him really, you know, get his shit together.
Have
more.
You part like hung out with him?
I've hung out with one time before. Yeah. Yeah. And he was super, super sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I felt bad for him.
Yeah. I think it's a lot. I don't know that world. I mean, it's the same for you, but like having that many people, especially now with like social media is even crazier than I know you guys like when you guys would show up somewhere, you guys would shut it down. Mm-hmm. I mean, with social media now and stuff, like
thank
that
God,
kid's international.
No
that kid
you know?
Just needs a good blowjob, Jeff. A good blowjob.
Well, here's the thing about him being like a solo artist, because I saw the same thing happen with Britney. When you're solo, it's so much harder. Michael Jackson, all these people, it's everyone's a yes man and no one tells you no. So
right.
you are so warped about what reality is. And I don't think Bieber has real friends around him. I think his only true
right.
friend is probably Scooter Braun.
Yeah, or family.
You know, or I mean, and like, how, I mean, his how, family's probably not even that
I don't
great
think so. No.
for him.
And you guys got to bounce stuff off each other.
Yeah, you know, it just kept us down to earth. And,
right.
and I just don't think he has many real friends. You know, you hang out with your dancers or your makeup artists, that type of stuff. And, you know, they can be very jaded themselves and kind of lead you down the wrong road. And all you want to do as a kid artist is just be cool and let people like you, especially in the industry. So you can definitely stray.
Well,
easily.
You know what? Before we go into this, and since you mentioned Britney, I want to ask, would you have guessed that she would be where she is right now? Back when you knew her, I mean, she's got a residency in Vegas, she's mm-hmm. got kids, she's yeah. got her shit together seemingly.
Yeah.
Would you have guessed that? Does it?
Yeah. I mean, I knew
she went
Britney,
through some
well, of course.
Crazy
I
stuff.
I mean, she went through, you know, a lot and I don't know exactly, I mean, I'm sure, you know, what she went through like in her early 20s was either like bipolarness or something,
right.
you know, something was
something
up.
Was off.
And that usually, and that always happens around that age. You know, if that's going to happen to your brain, that hits around, you know, 21. And that's what we saw. So kudos to her and the people around her to getting her back on track and being able to do the things she loves, because she loves being on stage. She loves teaching dance to kids. I mean, it's so sweet to see what she's doing. And this new album, I don't know if you've heard it, but it is, I think, the best album she's ever done.
All right. On that one, we'll go to number four, which is the Obnoxious Demands, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine, it's ironic that it goes with yours, but no knives are allowed in the dressing room.
Oh, really?
For the uncut thing. You just can't be near him.
I forgot about the theme.
No,
all right,
knives.
This one's really obnoxious.
Only forks and spoons everywhere.
Mm-hmm. All right, mine is I want us to be comfortable because we're getting older and we're going to be on our feet a lot. Mm-hmm. So designer orthotics.
Mm-hmm. All right, and lastly, the huge celebrity affair.
Listen, you're going to be comfortable in my band.
Lance. I trust me.
I got robes, comfortable shoes.
Trust me, I wear natives every day.
The huge celebrity affair, and this is only because I'm on a campaign to get him on our show, is Scott Eastwood.
Okay, well.
Oh, yeah, he's a good one. Yeah, he's a hottie.
He I liked my tweet.
Really?
He's coming on.
I was just going to go with someone. Right up your alley, you might like this one. I went with Super Chef Rachel Ray.
Oh.
So
you know what I mean? Good
what
exposure.
A great groupie, too. To
celebrity
have.
Host, yeah. Cook for everybody.
Yeah.
So we're going to be comfortable.
Yeah.
We're going to be fat.
Okay.
We got Rachel
like
Ray around.
I like where you're going with this. I do.
Okay,
I really
do. So those are two very different bands.
And
they
I'm guessing Matt's going to break away at some point and have a solo career. I'm sticking around. I'm one of the boys.
So I have to pick one. I can't just pick elements.
No, you
y'all
have to
had
pick one.
Great elements.
You have to
in
pick
each.
One.
I mean, half of yours, Jeff, I mean, amazing, and half of yours, Matt, amazing.
If you give me three quarters and one quarter, Matt, I'll let us merge.
Well, I'm going to have to go with Jeff on this one.
Oh, you're just uncut biased.
Trust me, I've dated only Brazilians in my life. So
oh,
that,
there you
know,
go.
You know me. You think, yeah.
You've lost all your edge.
He's going to be a dad now. He's got to get into
true.
It.
When you're 37 years old, you don't need edge.
Well, if you want to come on tour with Uncut and open up for us, we'd love to have you. All right, so ergo, because there were three rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff won one.
Mm-hmm.
I won two.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Well, let's see. I was told there was no math, but I think, yeah, that you win math.
Yay!
You're a winner. Finally, you're a winner.
Oh.
Finally.
I'm still going to go home and eat cookie dough by myself. Speaking of which.
Oh, what is this cookie dough that I see over there? Because.
So one of our sponsors is called Edible. And so Edible is a company that makes cookie dough.
How come they never sponsored my show?
In tubs.
Yeah.
And they make every freaking kind from, here we have chocolate chip and birthday bash. And so it has no flour and no eggs. So it's like that health,
so
whatever.
It's vegan.
It's vegan.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, the salmonella with the eggs or whatever. So you can eat it as is. You can put it in.
Even though you know we all eat the dough.
Of course.
Yeah, we all eat the dough. But this way you can feel a little better, like you're not going to die.
It's real ingredients, too.
I know. Imagine that.
Oh, they have red velvet cookie dough?
Oh, dude, they have everything. They have snickerdoodle, oatmeal raisin, chocolate chip cookie dough, birthday bash. They have s'mores.
Do I get to eat some of this right now?
Yeah, can we eat it or do you eat it all already?
No.
You are.
Did I eat it all? I did. I got one for myself and I ate a little before I came.
This guy goes like crazy at the yogurt stand.
I do. It's delicious.
That's really great. Yeah, you just eat it.
You just
and
eat
why
it.
Why would you want to make them into cookies when you can just eat the dough?
Exactly. Right. That's so much work.
I could put this in my shake. That'd be good.
And you can go on to edible.com, E-D-O-U-G-H-B-L-E.
Oh, that's clever.
And
Edible.
Yeah, exactly. And when you check out, use the code allegedly. And you will get 15% off your order.
Now, how do you spell allegedly?
Yeah, you know, Lance, that was my question. I didn't want to look like that guy. I swear to God, I was like, you need a better promo code.
Just because, like, Matt.
A-L-L-E-G-E-D-L-Y. One of my favorite things, my favorite Jeff and Jordan stories ever, is I went over to their house one time, and there was a pot of grease, like cooking grease that was left over. And she wrote a note to him that said, "Don't drink the grease," but it was G-R-E-E-C-E. Don't drink the grease.
I saved that note for the longest time.
I love it. Don't drink the grease. All right.
Opa.
I'll let those Greeks alone. So yes, edibles, enjoy these. Have fun.
Yes, please.
Everybody order your edible. And dude, thank you so much for coming on finally.
Well, thanks
and,
for having me.
Dude, I hope you had fun. Jeff, thank you for filling in.
Thank you.
I'm sorry that you lost.
I knew this was going to be a big deal to you. For some reason, when I was coming up with these questions, I'm like, I better
but
get it together.
Ultimately, you built the best boy band, Jeff.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the real winner.
So I guess it's Lance and the Boyles.
Lance and the Boyles. So we can, September 8th.
September 8th. Starts, logo, Thursday night, 8 o'clock.
Meet Charming. Meet
Finding Prince Charming. It's, I'm telling you, people are going to be having viewing parties. The straight women are going to die over this.
It's like the
I'm
show.
Sure.
Interesting.
I mean, they're going to freak out.
Do you know straight women who watch gay porn? Have you heard of that?
I have heard of that, yes.
It's a bizarre thing to me.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't get it.
There's a lot of weird stuff in that porn world.
That's true. And then Kitchen Rules, My
Kitchen Rules in January on Fox.
January, and the other show we'll see.
Dance Off Juniors will premiere in October. I just don't know when, but it's going to go 90.
And
Verizon's platform.
The Kris Jenner Show is in the making.
It's in the making, so hopefully we'll get that out by next fall.
Man.
And expect kids any day now. And
hopefully.
Dude, you're busy.
A little bit.
So we're glad that you squeezed us in.
Absolutely. Always good to see you.
Squoze.
And no better guy for all the success, man.
Oh, exactly.
Heads off.
And thank you, everybody, for listening again. I'm Matt Weiss with our co-host.
It's me, Jeff Schroeder.
Thank you, and we'll see you next time.